Downtown with the Main Street Area Association. It's Father's Day weekend, and we are week two of the activation of our downtown streets, the A2 Summer Streets Program. Here to talk about all of that, we welcome Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. So it's Dad's weekend, huh?
It is. It is Father's Day weekend, and the weather hopefully will be really nice. It's starting to warm up, which is great. But we're excited. We have a lot of fun stuff this weekend.
I was talking with a restaurateur who was telling me this is a big weekend, not as big as Mother's Day weekend, those poor dads out there, but, but it's still really big and they are ready for a lot of people coming down.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just kind of wrapped up our first weekend of Summer Streets, and going into the second weekend, we still have a ton of activations that we're excited about. We have live music on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. We also have Bar 3 on Main on Sunday, which is Father's Day. Mm-hmm. But it kind of leads you right into lunch or dinner downtown, which is great.
It really is. So tell everyone how Bar 3 is going to work. Should you bring your own mat? What do you do?
Yeah, so Bar 3 will be set up in the street. You'll want to bring your own mat, but it is free to the public. So you can come down. It's about an hour long, and they'll be leading a bar class in the middle of Main and Liberty.
And again, that's B-A-R-R-E. What describes that exactly?
So bar it's a combination of yoga and I would almost say ballet,
yeah.
Right? So it's a strength training, but you won't have all the equipment that you would have in studio, but they'll kind of, change a few of those, movements to kind of work with what
because
you're
outdoors now.
Yeah.
Doing it right out on the street. And where exactly downtown is this going to be?
That will be on the intersection of Main and Liberty, and that will be at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, which is nice because there's not a lot of traffic at that time. Parking is free on Sundays. So it'll be a nice, quiet, and serene atmosphere, even though you are downtown on Main Street.
Yeah, that's going to be really different. I like doing different things like that and experiencing something unexpected,
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. And this is just one of the things happening this weekend.
It is. It's just one of the things. So we have music that will be in front of Connors on Thursday night that starts at 7 p.m.
Do you know who's coming? Who are the musicians this year? Because last weekend you had some great ones out there. I saw the post from Huron Valley Harmonizers. They loved being downtown in their green shirts.
Oh, they were wonderful. Tonight we'll actually be hosting the Glenn Levin Band, which will be on Washington by Grizzly Peak and Echelon and Frida Petito's. And then we also have Andy Schiller, I think is how you say it, and he'll be stationed by Spencer.
Okay.
So he's a one-piece, band himself, but he'll be playing violin, and he'll be stationed right outside Spencer, which is great because they have their patio bar set up. Tak is down there as well.
Perfect.
And we're just super excited to have these two bands out. Glenn Levin has played a few times on Main Street, so they're coming back after 1 year, and Andy, it's his first time.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
So A2 Summer Streets that just started this past weekend. It runs Thursday through Sunday, and it's all summer long through August. And it allows the streets to be closed so that the restaurants can kind of go out into the street. Everyone's out in the street area, right?
Yeah. We have a lot of extended dining this year. We're really excited. Some of our newer restaurants have decided to come out. So we really are excited to see a full street of street dining and activation. And then we're kind of fitting that entertainment in between to just serenade you while you're eating.
Do they have to do, the restaurants, do they have to do anything special with the city in order to do this? Or is it just something they're working out with the Main Street Area Association?
It's a combination of both.
It is.
So we work with the city. We file a resolution. And it kind of gives us permission to utilize that space during those days. We work with the restaurants on what their square footage looks like, making sure that they have enough room for a fire lane between the two sides if there's restaurants on both sides. But then they kind of file their permits every year for their liquor license and outdoor dining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do most of those do outdoor dining anyway, like on other days too? Are they allowed to go out on the sidewalk area or?
Yeah, most of them have a patio set up on the sidewalk. And then during the weekends, they just extend those patios out and then they could add a few more tables.
So do they have to bring in more staff during those times?
Yes, yeah.
They do.
They do. So each restaurant is responsible for setting up their own patio. So they bring in extra staff to make sure that their patio tables are up at 4 o'clock every Thursday. And then a lot of them have planters that they extend out. So, yeah, they have to have a full staff just to set up the street and then also take it down on Sundays at the close of business when we reopen on Monday.
It's got a very European feel when you see all that going on, because that's how they do it in Europe all the time.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great atmosphere. I mean, the past weekend, it almost felt like a movie because, you know, when you hit that golden hour, the music is playing, all the kids are out in the street, they're drawing with chalk, their parents are having a beverage. It's just, it's a really beautiful scene.
On the post of our interview last week, one person said that she went down there. She said, massive crowds. But she also mentioned that she couldn't find parking. And I said, you mean the structures were full? And she said, oh, I don't go in the structures. And I thought, oh, you're missing a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't, especially because they all have the signs that say how many spaces are left in there, so you don't waste your time circling around.
Yes.
And I just find the structures very easy to use. They're very clean, safe. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why someone wouldn't use a structure.
Yeah. So, you know, there's structures stationed outside of the closure. And there are a few surface lots. So there's a surface lot by Palio, and there's also a surface lot on Ashley and East William, and also Ashley and Huron.
Yes.
So if you don't want to park in the structure, maybe you have a larger vehicle, those surface lots are an option. They usually have plenty of space. And the nice thing about the Palio lot is after 6 p.m., the parking is free.
Yeah, I'm glad we've talked about this, because sometimes it just people need to understand how it works. Now, are all the structures the kind where you have to go up to the kiosk and you pay at a kiosk, or how does that work?
So when you pull in, you can press for the ticket, and when you leave, you can reinsert the ticket and pay right from your car.
Oh, okay. So you don't necessarily need to use the kiosk type thing where you go to the unit and then you have to pay there.
Right.
All right. So they're still doing the other way too. That's good to know. And they just take credit cards, right?
They do. They take credit cards.
Okay. Yep. All right. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Are you finding more people are spending more time downtown because of the street activation?
They are. Yes. You know, people are spending more time with their families because there is this activation. So maybe they're wrapping up dinner. They can, you know, bring their family out to the middle of the street and just kind of run around and play, which is nice. Get that energy out before bedtime. But it does. It gives them something else to do post-dinner versus just going home.
And are other retail shops staying open later because of this?
They are, yeah. So they're staying open a little bit later. So we, you know, do coordinate with them to kind of see how late they'll be open to make sure that when we have our activations going on, it complements those hours as well.
How many restaurants do we have downtown? Has anyone ever counted?
No, that's a great question. I mean, I would say just within the Main Street, you know, one block each way, there's probably 50 restaurants.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Nice. I found out yesterday after a post on Facebook that there is a pro football player who hails from Saline who is opening up a Pokemon shop downtown somewhere. I don't know where yet.
Oh, I
know. I
haven't heard either.
Oh, so we're going to keep our eye on that one.
I know we have a few open spots. So,
good.
Hopefully on Main Street.
Great. Yeah, he's a great guy. So, Ashley Schaefer with us. She's executive director of the Main Street Area Association. And you can visit mainstreetannarbor.org and then find out all about A2 Summer Streets. It's one of the links on there, and get all the details. Also, you've got a directory of all the businesses and restaurants and retail that are members of the Main Street Area Association?
Yep. So if you go to our website, all of our members are listed with their locations and then also links to their website so you can get more information on their hours and operations.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. And let's not forget, you can walk around with your beverages.
You can. So all of this was within the social district, but you can actually go outside of the closures with your beverages. The social district goes from First to Thayer. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to leave the closure and go around the street to Bloom or maybe go up to State Street, that is an option, and you can take your beverage with you.
All right. Well, back in the day, no more hiding those things.
Yeah.
Boy, things have changed over the years. Really a lot of fun, and we got a lot of weekends to go of this great time in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yes. You know,
anything else that's coming out?
So the car show is coming up.
Oh.
So we're very excited about that. So we're planning for the car show on July 11th. Mm-hmm. And then following that is Art Fair, which...
Oh, my goodness.
Cannot believe it's
a
month away, essentially.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For Dad's Day this weekend, there are a lot of places I can think of that would be great to shop for Dad. What are your recommendations?
Yeah. You know, I would say Rock, Paper, Scissors has some of the best gifts for Dad. They're funny. They're quirky. Definitely like the dad joke sense of humor. And then State and Liberty, I think, is a great option. You know, they have suits, but, you know, every dad needs a suit, right?
Yeah.
And then just kind of looking at other fun, kitschy things, Rally House. It's a great option. Rocket Fizz has quickly become a family favorite for us just because of all the unique candies that they offer. And then also Four Directions. You know, they have different stones and bracelets and just, you know, great options that are, you know, I think for everyone.
Something different and unique, and kids can pick them out. And that rock, paper, and scissors, too, the price point, there's some good price points there that little ones can pick out things for dad, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a nice range, so I think you'll find anything within any budget that you have.
All right. Don't forget about dear old dad. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. What are you going to be doing for your husband, your girls, and you?
You know, I usually let him decide what he wants to do. He always wants to grill, so we'll probably do that. But, yeah, you know, we'll see. He's pretty laid back.
Thanks so much, Ashley. Have a good one. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. And A2 Summer Streets will be getting underway this weekend. A lot of fun. Head to downtown Ann Arbor. From the Main Street Area Association and Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.